Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. On March 12th of this year, the new musical Come From Away opened at the Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway. The show, written by David Hein and Irene Carl Sankoff, went on to earn 7 Tony Award nominations, including Best Musical, and to win one for Best Direction of a Musical for Christopher Ashley. Come From Away is based on true events that took place in Gander, Newfoundland, Canada.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander.
Events that took place on September 11th, 2001. 38 planes were diverted from their original paths and forced to land in Gander.
You are here at the start of a moment on the edge of the world where the river meets the sea.
The planes carried passengers from all over the world. Scared, confused, and all but cut off from their loved ones, the accidental visitors, or come from aways as the Newfoundlanders call them, nearly doubled the population of the region for the better part of a week. The locals opened their doors, pantries, hearts, and minds until the airspace was reopened.
Crystal, I saw on the news that they're looking for blankets and bed and then maybe some food.
Do you know what they need and how much?
I need something to do
because I can't watch the news anymore.
Can I help? Is there something I need to do? Something to keep me from thinking of all of those scenes on the tube?
I need something to do because I can't watch the news.
No, I can't watch the news anymore.
In the winter, from the water through the wind, if a stranger ends up at your door,
you get on a horn.
The 12 actors in Come From Away each play multiple Newfoundlanders and plain people, and we're joined today by Astrid Van Wieren, who has been with the show, as much of the cast has, since its early development. Astrid, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
You have worked with the show creators before. When did you become attached to Come From Away? What did you know about it early?
I was very fortunate. I got to see an early incarnation with the students from Sheridan College, and I went out because David and Irene are friends of mine, and I did their first show, My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding. So I got to see it, and at the time there was an intermission. Our show no longer has an intermission. And I remember going up to them and saying, "Now, those kids are all too young for those parts. So when you take this to Broadway, I'd like to play blah, blah," you know, just being goofy. And here we are.
And you, of course, at that point, had no idea that would be the trajectory. It's a small show from Canada.
Exactly. I don't think anybody did, even when our beautiful producers, Junkyard Dogs, got attached. I don't think it was anybody's vision necessarily. We've got to bring this to Broadway. I think maybe there was something in the peripheral vision of like, oh, this would be great. But really, it was more just about doing a beautiful show. And we started in La Jolla, then took it to Seattle. Then we started to realize this is going to probably go to Broadway.
You've done it in Gander.
We did a concert version, yes. But it was absolutely a life highlight. That's what's incredible about our producers and our creative team. It was really important to David and Irene to bring it back to the people who had inspired, who the show is about. And so going there, meeting them, that's a whole other kettle of fish, you know, amazing. And then performing for these people in the world's largest walk-in refrigerator, the hockey arena, they were on their feet within 3 or 5 minutes of the show. And we were all in tears, and it's just a big love fest. It was really amazing.
Tell me about the main roles that you play and how you got inside of them and have grown them as you've done the show.
Well, the wonderful thing is David and Irene did such a good job of representing their friends. So it's all kind of in the text. And I think you also have to trust the casting. You know that there's something about you that, you know, and I'm a goofball and I like to tell jokes and Beulah likes to tell jokes. That's my main character is Beulah Davis, who is a combination, actually, as some of the characters are compilations of different people. Beulah Cooper, who ran the Legion and has a beautiful relationship with a woman stranded there who's worried about her son back in New York, Hannah O'Rourke. The other half of my character, the other DNA thing, is Diane Davis, who's a school teacher at the time and was the person who really helped organize the school. And they both have amazing senses of humor, these women, so that's really infused. That's the beautiful thing about Newfoundlanders. When you're struggling, they will take care of you. I mean, I'm totally generalizing, but they take care of you. They tell great stories, but they also, if you get too down, they will tell you a joke or they will distract you. And that's what they did for 7,000 people.
When you first met them, the people who your character is a mashup of, what was that like?
We actually met them in the airport, in the Gander airport. We had a dinner that was put on for us in the International Lounge. So I met Beulah And she was wearing almost exactly the same thing I was. So that was very fortuitous or portentous, or I don't know. It was kind of like, oh, this is meant to be. And Diane was also wearing a perfect red that matched our outfits. And Beulah said, she gave me a big hug. She said, I don't do handshakes, I only do hugs. And I just felt like I was meeting a long lost relative. And Diane too, just, there was a lot of love in that room. It was, we were all giddy. It was like being at prom meets wedding meets, I don't know, some kind of award event. It was really, it was kind of astonishing.
There, speaking of astonishing, astonishing is exactly the word I was trying to sort of find in my brain for how many moments like that, like the matching outfits or the show being so well received, or there's just like magic around this show and the cast and the way that audiences have responded to it has been outrageous.
It does feel kind of magic. Our trees, when we brought the trees back, we have real trees in our show, which is unusual for a theatrical production, and they were taken from the Adirondacks. So they're New York trees, and they're representing sort of New York and Newfoundland on the set. And they were fireproofed, and we used them in Toronto, and then we brought them here, and they started to sprout branches. They started to bloom, as it were. So that's magic. Just people are there every night who were either one of the plane people, as in came off the planes. Sometimes you'll have, we get a lot of Newfoundlanders. I feel like almost the whole province has been out to see us. And it's really amazing. And you'll see at the end, you'll see them waving flags.
I did see that the night that I was there. Yeah, big flag held over the balcony and then a lot of little flags in the row behind me.
It's so fantastic. And it's so great to meet them. And it's so wonderful because they're, really, I mean, in Canada, you know, there used to be like Newfoundland jokes. They would, you know, make fun of Newfoundlanders. It was just people are, you know, whole countries can be bullies, not just people. And they are the best people. They are our heart, really. I always say, you know, we say we're celebrating our sesquicentennial, our 150 years as a country, but I really feel we didn't become a country until Newfoundland became part of Canada, because that's when we got our heart. That's how I talk about it. That's how I feel. So to have them represented in such an honorable, realistic, beautiful way is just, as a Canadian, it makes me feel really good.
Did you always feel that way? Or is it as you've learned about Newfoundland and the people through the show?
A little bit of both. But I had a very great friend who is still one of my best friends who lives in St. John's, Rona Buchan. We went to theater school together, and she would always go on and on and on about Newfoundland. You have to get out there. And so I got out there for her wedding, and I didn't want to leave. The people are amazing. And then I actually got to work there as an actor at the Arts and Cultural Center in St. John's and do a beautiful play and got to play a Newfoundlander. And I was, I think, the only of two. I was one of only two non-Newfoundlanders in that cast. And it was nice to be welcomed in and find out more about the culture. I'm still learning. There's lots to learn about the culture there. It's great.
Is there a specific accent or dialect for Newfoundland?
There's hundreds of dialects in Newfoundland. That's a fun thing because of the way it was sort of how would you say, not colonized, what's the word I'm thinking of? But just the way it was developed, so many little towns and little inlets that, you know, there wasn't communication. So every little bay and inlet and town has its own accent. I mean, Claude Elliott has a very distinct accent. He's from Twillingate, I believe, originally. And so there's H's dropped here and added there. And, you know, but we try to, with Joel Goldies, our dialect coach, we try to find something kind of middle ground that could still be understood by the audience, because, you know, there's some accents that get so thick you can't understand anything, you know, like it's just you can't pick out the words, and you're having a lot of people coming from all different places to see this show, so they get a taste, a flavor of it. But when you go to Newfoundland, the great thing is you get to hear lots of different amazing different accents.
Where are you from originally, and how did you begin performing?
I was born in London, Ontario. And it's very funny because there's, of course, London, England, which I didn't realize till I was older. And I still, when people say London, I'll say England. I get these crazy looks. So I grew up there and always wanted to be a performer since I was really little, loved telling stories. And then I went to university. I got an English and French degree in literature. And then I went to Ryerson Theatre School in Toronto, and then I never left after that. Just kept picking away at it and working, and when there wasn't work, I would create my own work. And
what's some of the work you've created? Tell us about some of that.
I actually co-wrote a musical based on Baal by Brecht. It's pretty heavy, and did it at Buddies in Bad Times in Toronto, and that was really exciting with my very good friend John Michelson, who directed it, and that was, and my friend Rose Cullis wrote the book, and that was amazing. I wrote the rock songs in it, and also there was a beautiful play from England called This Wide Night, and so I produced that, and that was a two-hander, and did that also with my friend John. So we've done quite a few things together. He's a great director. And just, you know, whenever there isn't work, as I tell any people I meet who are in the arts, if there isn't work, create your own work or produce things that you want to do. Find people you want to work with and tell stories.
What have been, if you can access any, as I'm putting you on the spot with this, some of the particular high points of the experience with Come From Away, specific moments that flash in your mind when you think of everything you've gone through over the last couple of years with this show?
Okay, so I would say probably the first preview in La Jolla. We knew we had something special, but until you tell a story in front of an audience, until you have that other scene partner, as it were, across from you, you don't know how it's going to be received. And so there was a lot of laughter, and you could feel people being very moved. And when the show was over, in the dark already, you could feel people rising to their feet, and it was like this tsunami of love. It was madness. And ever since then, that has been the same reaction. La Jolla, Washington, Seattle, everywhere. People have been on their feet right at the end of the show. It feels like the most honest standing ovation. Not like, oh, I paid $700 for this, I have to stand up. It really feels like, I just want to say thank you for telling us this story. So that's really amazing. Being in California was fantastic. It's gorgeous weather. Meeting some of the plane people came, Beverly Bass and Nick and Diane, came to one of our shows. I think it was maybe just before we opened, and meeting them before they had seen the show and hearing their stories and knowing that they didn't realize how much of them was in the show because they hadn't seen it, and just that anticipation, that wonderful sort of delicious tickly feeling of like, oh my gosh, they're going to be so thrilled. And then doing it in Toronto for me was a big highlight too, because that's my town, so having a lot of friends in the audience and getting to perform for them in a, you know, at the Royal Alex was pretty cool. Of course, opening night on Broadway. And they also brought most of our doppelgangers. And opening night, they all got to come and bow with us. So they got to feel that tsunami of love that I was talking about. They got to feel some of that, especially for the Newfoundlanders. It was really nice to have them celebrated.
And a lot of them, they've come more than once. They come a lot, right?
Oh, my goodness. I think Beverly Bass has now been, she's the pilot.
She sat next to me the night I saw it. And I looked at her and I went, you're the pilot. And she went, now, how do you know that? And I was like, I saw you online.
She's an absolute delight and a fantastic person. I mean, she was the first, and I want to get this right, but the first female captain for American Airlines. And so, I mean, she's somebody who just, I admire her so much. She's like, I'm going to fly. And so she flew. Mm-hmm. And I just admire that so much, and how she handled herself and her passengers. And just, she's an extraordinary, extraordinary person. And I love her to pieces. We've all become, that's the strange thing. We're in the show and we're friends with the people we play and the other people who are portrayed. It's really fun. And Nick and Diane, I think, have been 30 times or so. And yeah, Beverly's been over 80 and brought all kinds of female pilots with her and other crew and people that she's worked with. And so that's been really exciting. We have nights where you can just feel you've got a whack of pilots out there, and it's really great. And who else? A lot of people come back. A lot of people, not just people who were, represented in the show, but people who just come see the story and think, I want to come back and bring my dad. I want to come back and bring, you know, my family or my mom or my daughter. And knowing that families come together and see this story about hope and kindness, just, it's a thrill. It keeps you humble and grateful.
Do you know how long you get to keep doing the show? Like, I know that's like businessy and a little bit wonky, but there's contracts and whatever thing. Do you know how long you can stay?
I know. I think I have signed for another year, so I'll be here till November 2018. So I know that we're selling tickets into September, or I don't keep track of that stuff too much.
No, you shouldn't.
I have a feeling. I mean, and you've seen the show. I have a feeling this show is going to be around for quite a while. It's a story everybody wants to and needs to hear on some level. On some cellular level, just that we can be good to each other, and sitting in a theater, that most communal of experiences, You know, I think, you know, people just, you know, you still sit around a campfire and tell stories. You know, I think that communal experience is something that's, and this story in particular, I think it'll be here for a while.
You were out for a little bit because you had thrown out your back. What was it like to be away from the show after being with it for so long?
Well, I had taken a week's vacation, but this was very different because it was very frustrating, and I didn't want to be away from the show. Although my standby Sue went on, and she's great, but I actually got to see the show. They said, "Why don't you?" I mean, I couldn't do the show, but I could sit, and I got to watch the show, and I just wanted to go and kiss Kelly Devine and Chris Ashley and Ian Eisendrath. I just wanted to hug them and squeeze, find them and hug them and squeeze them, because they just put together something extraordinary. Inside of it, it feels amazing. But when you get to watch it and see my fellow castmates work, and just all the group stuff, like the movement, the choreography, the sound, the lights. I mean, it was a treat. It was a real treat.
And there's going to be a tour, which means there'll be another you out there, but it's like, it's a weird thing, right, to be so part of it, and then, but it's a show and it'll go out with other folks.
I'm totally excited because there's going to be an all-Canadian company in Canada. They're starting in Winnipeg, or Winterpeg as I like to call it. And one of my best friends, my former classmate from Ryerson, Lisa Horner, is going to be playing Beulah in Toronto, and I'm absolutely thrilled. It's strange, it's different. You know, some parts you kind of feel ownership over, but this, I'm just thrilled that more people will see the story. She's going to be amazing. She's going to be her own Beulah, and she's going to be fantastic. So that's going to be in Toronto. I don't know if it's open-ended, but it's going to run for quite a while there. And then there's going to be a regional tour going out in the United States and maybe peeking up into Canada in some cities. I think that starts next fall. Again, I don't.
It's not your job to worry about it.
It's not my job, but I mean, I do want to get people out there excited that it, you know, might come to their town. But I mean, I encourage everybody to come to New York and see it here.
It's an amazing, amazing show, and you are just divine in it. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, you're so kind. It was really nice to just hang out and chat about the show. Thanks.
Astrid Van Wieren plays Beulah and others in Come From Away at the Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.